Member of Parliament for North Tong Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa is to be invited by the committee set up to investigate the bribery allegations in Parliament. This follows a letter he wrote to the committee following comments by the chairman of the Appointments Committee, Jose Wusu, which he felt required him to testify. Reacting to the letter at a rather short sitting today, MP for Ilokrobo and member of the committee, Magnus Amwate, said his request has been granted.
Only four persons were going to appear before this committee, and therefore he thought, since his name had been mentioned in the evidence of the first witness, Honorable Joseph Osei Wusu, he ought to be given the right to respond to the presentation of Honorable Joe Osei Wusu. The committee is of the view that this letter may not be necessary if Honorable Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa had drawn closer to the committee to say, yes, I have received correspondence and I've monitored the evidence of Joe Osei Wusu. I wish to be called before this committee to give evidence. The committee will naturally give him that opportunity to come and respond to the issues which he thought were against him. Being that as it may, the committee thinks that he has a right to be heard by this committee, and we are going to give him the opportunity to appear before this committee to respond to whatever he considered to be issues raised against him. However, apart from this letter, he has made a verbal request to us this morning to give him a copy of the proceedings of Honorable Joe Osei Wusu. Yes, we have also agreed to oblige that request. We are taking steps to furnish him with a transcript of the proceedings of that day. And when he receives it, he will be in a position to come before us. This is the decision of the committee relating to the request of Honorable Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa.
That was the MP for Ilokrobo and member of the committee investigating the bribery allegations in Parliament, Magnus Amwate. Chairman of the committee set up to investigate the bribery allegations in Parliament, Joe Gatto, says at their last sitting, three persons in the name of MP for Boku Central, Mahama Ayariga, MP for Aswase, Muntaka Mubarak, and Minister for Energy, Buache Jako, were invited to testify at the committee's hearing. However, proceedings have been halted till Monday as another member of the House, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, who is MP for North Tong, expressed his intentions to appear before the committee.
There was a motion which was on the order paper for Tuesday, 14 February, to replace Honorable Amapoma Boatin, member for Duabin, with Honorable Abner Drowa Mensah, member for Aseng North. The Honorable Member for Duabin has returned. She's with the committee now. Her absence did not compromise the work of the committee in any way. The committee had a quorum, and we have asked the member for Aseng North to become a friend of the committee and sit with us for the proceedings. But so we have extended an invitation to her to sit with us. Even though every member of parliament is entitled to come to the committee sittings, it is only the five members who will participate in terms of asking questions. There have been some developments since our last sitting. We indicated at our last sitting that we will be inviting three more witnesses today. Honorable Ayanga, who is now back in the jurisdiction. Yes, I think he's present. Honorable Mutaka Mohammed and Honorable Ajakum. However, between then and now, we received correspondence from lawyers of a member of the Appointments Committee, who is also a member of Parliament, who intends to appear before the committee, or wants to appear before the committee.
He added that all members of the House who wish to appear before the committee should not hesitate to alert the clerk of the House. Mr. Joe Gatto urged all the witnesses to be on standby as they'll be called to testify on Monday.
We have directed that the verbatim reports should be given to the persons who we have mentioned that will be calling, namely Honorable Ayaga, Honorable Mutaka Mohammed, Honorable Ajaku, and Honorable Okudzeto Ablakwa. We are also saying that if anybody, any member of the Appointments Committee wants to appear before the committee, he should not hesitate to get in touch with the clerk. They are all members of Parliament and they know how to get in touch with the clerk. Because we are now supplying this information to them, we will not continue sitting today. I just want to also order further that Mr. Osei Wusu referred extensively to the day that the report concerning Mr. Abuacha Ajaku was taken. I further order that the clerk makes that available as well to all members. You remember, you recollect that he said they went into conclave. And when they came back, he said certain things. He moved his motion, he said certain things. So I've seen a copy of the hazard, but that it is also made available to all the members who are going to be called. Unfortunately, we have to adjourn proceedings. So our justice is not only done, but manifestly, we see it to have been done, even though we are not a court of law. Next week, all the witnesses should stand by for Monday. On Tuesday, I believe, is a state of nation address. So Tuesday is out. But Monday, all the witnesses should stand by. And you serve them with a copy of the proceedings. And Honorable Joe also made reference to the certain things that happened on that day. You serve them with a copy of the official report also.
That was the chairman of the committee set up to investigate the bribery allegations in Parliament, Joe Gatte.